This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Federal authorities have found huge gaps in oversight and regulation of assisted living centers. Half of the states couldn't even provide information on the number of cases of abuse or neglect in such facilities, even though $10 billion is spent supporting 330,000 Medicaid beneficiaries. Gene Sharp, advocate and philosopher of nonviolent protest, passed away at 90 in Boston. He was the former head of the Albert Einstein Institute and advised numerous democratic revolutions on strategy and tactics. The AP interviewed 56 of the 59 black players at the NFL Pro Bowl. All of them said they'd experienced racial profiling. A 2016 survey by the American Enterprise Institute and the Los Angeles Times found that 87% of people said it's better to require people to seek work or participate in a training program if they're physically able to do so, while only 9% believe aid should be given without asking for any effort in return. The term able-bodied has no basis in law or in the Medicaid program. The EEOC reports that 48.8% of the complaints filed by workers in 2017 contained an allegation of retaliation. Donors piled into advised funds seeking philanthropic tax shelters before new tax law comes into effect. Federal judge has ruled that Florida's process for returning voting rights to people with felony records violates the U.S. Constitution, describing it as crushingly restrictive. Online spending represents less than 10% of total retail spending, and Amazon captures almost half of every dollar spent in online shopping by Americans. Federal Railroad Administration statistics show that in recent years, Amtrak has had an average of 2 derailments per month. Over its nearly 30-year run, The Simpsons television show has alluded to many real-life events long before they've actually happened. The Trump presidency, discovery of the Higgs boson particle, 9/11, and most recently, Disney's takeover of Fox. 140,000 Greeks protested to protect the exclusive name of the country Macedonia with a dispute with a neighboring company of the same name. It's a region in Greece. Office of Iran's president released a three-year-old report showing that nearly half of Iranians wanted an end to the requirement that women cover their heads in public. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action on issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.